You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Longtime New York-based photographer Frank Stewart, best known for photographing prominent jazz musicians, has a new exhibition at the Brandywine Museum of Art in Chads Ford. Frank Stewart's Nexus, An American Photographer's Journey, 1960s to Present, features 100 black and white and color photographs that trace Stewart's travels across the globe and his approach to capturing black life and a range of diverse cultures. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Comic-Con explores Frank Stewart's Nexus with Brandywine Museum of Art Senior Curator Amanda Burden.
Before we get to the exhibit's finer points, a good place to start will be with Frank himself. So can you give us some insight into who he exactly is?
Frank Stewart is a fascinating guy. He's lived and traveled all over the world, but his roots are really in the American South. He had ties to Memphis and to Chicago and to New Orleans growing up. And I think he is always a great ambassador for American culture, American Southern culture, and American Black culture all over the world, wherever he goes. So when he begins photographing, it's actually at a very key moment. I always think this is so pivotal for him, taking his first professional photographs in 1963, when his mother took him to the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. And that's the march where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. So we have those very first photographs that Frank ever really took in the exhibition. And it kicked off a career's worth of inspiring work. You know, even though the show's not arranged chronologically, we have these subject matter groups. One of these groups is the rituals of life, of American life, of Black life, of Southern life. And so you see these repeated throughout the exhibition. It's really nice. Something Frank has observed throughout his life is things that people do on a daily basis, but then those special occasions too. For Frank, with his involvement with the world of jazz music, his family was involved with jazz music. It gave him an easy entree into the world of jazz as a young man. And really his first professional job was a road assistant to the jazz musician Ahmad Jamal. And so Frank gives us entree into his world. And that is the world of behind the scenes jazz musicians, the world of African-American visual artists. Frank is a barbecue pit master. And so one of his books, I mean, it's illustrations for a cookbook called Smokestack Lightning. And the range of worldwide images then comes from the fact that he was the photographer for Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra for 30 years. And so he was part of bringing jazz music to the world. He always talks about how when he's at home, he's comfortable and he photographs Black culture and he understands it and he lives it. But then when he goes abroad and he doesn't see something he's familiar with, then he's able to take a different position, trying abstract photography, exploring the cultures that he encounters while he's abroad, very artistic visions on top of it all. So it's certainly not just straight documentary photography. There is an element of documentary, but it's beautiful artistic photography as well.
Well, what are some of your favorites then? You know, can you describe some that really jump out at you personally?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the most stunning pieces in the exhibition is a really huge photograph. So some of these are reprinted at very large scale, so 5 feet across, and it's called The Bow. And it is a photograph that Frank took in Modena, Italy, when Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra was on tour. And he says they're in this beautiful old European opera house, and there's a lineup of American jazz musicians dressed in tuxedos, and they're taking their fifth or sixth bow at the end of the encores. And Frank took the opportunity to hop on stage with them and get behind them as they all took their bow in a single line. So as the musicians all bow, they reveal this beautiful ornate European opera house behind them. And it's such a beautiful composition, but then it really encompasses the mission of Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra to bring American jazz music to the rest of the world as well. So that is a really stunning work that we actually kind of feature toward the end as almost like Frank's kind of bow at the end of the exhibition as well. But I think for visitors to Brandywine, who have always been in tune to our environmental side of the house that deals with issues of land and water conservation, there's an interesting section in the exhibition. We talk about it as being social consciousness, but there is a focus on climate change and photographs of the outcomes of climate change issues. For instance, Frank visited New Orleans several years in a row during and after Hurricane Katrina to kind of photograph how New Orleans did and didn't recover in a way from that catastrophe. And so year after year, he'd go back and some of these photographs are included. And he points out not just the environmental catastrophe, but also the cultural catastrophe. One of the images is of an organ in a Black church in the Ninth Ward. And he came to learn how Black churches didn't recover in the Ninth Ward, that there was over 100 pre-Katrina and there is fewer than 20 now. The people weren't there and therefore the churches didn't recover. So he's documenting environmental issues, but also the social impact of those environmental issues.
You mentioned that these aren't in chronological order, and I'm just curious about that. You know, when you're, you know, how does installing an exhibit like this, like a photographic exhibit, vary compared to installing an exhibit based, you know, in paintings and drawings? Or as someone that's been doing this for a while, you know, is it all kind of the same to you at this point? You know, every exhibit's going to vary, but is it all kind of the same in that sense?
Well, I think this exhibition is a little bit exciting. Now, a lot of people might not be familiar with Frank Stewart's work. So maybe going through from his first exhibitions or his first photographs to the most recent would be helpful. We do have a great illustrated timeline for people to get the sense of how his career developed. But looking at these themes, for instance, the rituals that we mentioned, the sound, taste, and touch of cultures around the world, his social consciousness, the more abstract works, called he calls them drawings or windows. He takes shots out, views out of windows around the world, and his work in color photography. There are a lot of color photographs in this as well. Even though you might not then come away with the idea of first he did this kind of thing, then he did this kind of thing, you come away with an indication of what's important to this artist's career and life's work, and these themes that recur. One of the things we talk about in a tour, or if you listen to our audio guides, are the call and response aspect of Black life, whether it's in gospel music or something like that. And in a way, we see this visually. Frank sees a kind of image and it's attractive to him. So for instance, there's a recurring image, a recurring composition of a figure standing before a backlit, it's a window, maybe it's a spotlight on stage, right? And you see that call and then you see the response or the echo throughout his career. Each time he sees that kind of composition before him, he captures it again. And it might be jazz musicians in New Orleans, and it might be when he went to explore his roots in Africa and the Caribbean. He catches a young girl, it was a chieftain's daughter, you know, standing in the light, but you see this response of this echo throughout his career, no matter what he's doing. You kind of get a sense of his personal aesthetic.
Such an eye. With Ruth, I know Ruth Fine and Fred Moten were also co-curators on this. What can you tell us then about them, and I'm also curious just how that works essentially, you know, with yourself and then yeah. You know, those two.
So Ruth Fine is sort of a legend in the field of American art or art history. She was with the National Gallery of Art for more than 40 years as a curator. And in her retirement, she's still curating exhibitions. And has been a longtime friend of Frank Stewart. So she knows him very well, has great insight into his work. And then Fred Moten is a professor at NYU who is also a poet, who's also a cultural critic, and is very taken by Frank's perspective on American Black life, but then also exploring Black cultures in other parts of the world as well. And so the two of them interviewed and wrote about Frank in the publication and made the selection of these works. And then when it came to Brandywine, one of the challenges is fitting 100 plus works into our space. So I think it's a really lively installation. There's always something to look at. There's rhythms that we create on the wall, which I think echoes the rhythms of, you know, the kind of the musical background. And there's actually a playlist to listen to as you walk through of jazz music that would be either by the artists you're seeing or referencing the photographs in some way.
I love it. Well, Frank Stewart's Nexus is indeed on view and open to the public right now at the Brandywine. What does the timeline look like for the exhibit, Amanda?
Yes, we are open now through September 22nd. So come celebrate Frank Stewart with us over the summer. And you can also listen to our audio guide, which is available offline as well. And the photographs are just stunning and so celebratory. It's a great summer field trip.
Thanks to Amanda Bird, Senior Curator at the Brandywine Museum of Art, and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And the Green heads to the finish line next with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, A More Just Delaware. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.